Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council voted to indefinitely postpone a second economic stimulus program that would have been to benefit Kenai small businesses. The intention would be to support tourism, travel, or hospitality businesses to encourage local spending at a time in the community's recovery from the COVID-19 public health emergency. But City Manager Paul Ostrander recommended that council vote to indefinitely postpone.
Because we had provided that in January, and I think the evidence in January indicated that this was an area that did need some support, I felt like there was some commitment on the part of administration to bring this forward. So we did bring this forward for introduction at the June 2nd meeting. As we were preparing to introduce it on the June 2nd, we had a lot of internal discussions about the program and whether or not we felt at the time that it was warranted. And so I went into that with some reservations. However, between June 2nd and now, as I considered it further, and we got additional information, which is outlined in the memo, which indicates that occupancy rates are very high, lodges are full, guides are across the board incredibly busy. So many of these industries that we thought would be impacted more severely by COVID, it appears that there's unexpected recovery of this industry. I felt that it was warranted to ask council for your consideration in actually postponing this indefinitely. We did include in your packet the program as we had outlined it, but again, I don't think that the need is there to warrant the appropriation of the $200,000 at this time.
The proposed program would have been called The Second One Is On Us, designed to provide relief to those specific businesses, incentivizing people who purchase a single tourism, travel, or hospitality service in Kenai with a participating business to receive a voucher of equal value on a second purchase at that business. After recommendation from administration, City Council voted to postpone indefinitely the proposed program. An Associated Press report states that U.S.-Canada border restrictions are extended until more Canadians get their second vaccine dose. Canada's public safety minister on Friday said border restrictions on non-essential travel with the U.S. will be extended until at least July 21st. Public Safety Minister Bill Blair tweeted the move has been made in coordination with the United States, saying that Canada's number one priority is to keep Canadians safe during the pandemic. He also noted the government plans to release details Monday about fully vaccinated Canadians who return to the country. The Canadian government said it anticipates fully vaccinated Canadian citizens who test negative for COVID-19 will be exempt from 2 weeks of quarantine when returning to the country sometime in July. Dr. Theresa Tam, Canada's chief public health officer, said that she would like to see 75% of eligible Canadian residents fully vaccinated before advising that border restrictions be loosened for tourists and business travelers who aren't citizens or permanent residents. Canadian government expects to have enough vaccine delivered to 80% of eligible Canadians to be fully vaccinated by the end of July. The border between Canada and the U.S. remains closed to all non-essential travel. Restrictions were announced in March 2020 in the early months of the pandemic and have been extended each month since. There are, however, growing calls in the U.S. to open the border for non-essential travel like tourism and even trying to get to Alaska. But at the moment, there are less than 20% of eligible Canadians fully vaccinated. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.